Welcome to Good News in the Morning, a program of words and music, bringing a Christian message of hope and encouragement to those who are looking for an intelligent, meaningful, and spirited approach to faith and to life.
Today, I choose to follow you. Today, I choose to give my yes to you. Today, I choose to hear your voice and live. Today, I choose to follow you.
Good morning and Merry Christmas. Welcome to Good News in the Morning. My name is Brent Russett. I am the senior pastor at Sunnyside Wesleyan Church here in Ottawa, and I've been pastoring there for 26 years. And it is my privilege at this Christmas special to bring you good news in the morning. There are a lot of celebrations and best wishes and gifts at this time of year. And sometimes in the middle of all the busyness, we forget to connect with the reason for the season. So this morning, I thought I would take you through a journey and tell the Christmas story through scripture and song. The story starts way before the birth of Christ. The story starts with the prophets. Isaiah, who was about 600 years before Christ, wrote this, "Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem. Tell her that her sad days are gone and her sins are pardoned. Yes, the Lord has punished her twice over for all her sins. Listen, the voice of someone shouting, clear the way through the wilderness for the Lord. Make straight highways through the wasteland for our God. Fill in the valleys and level the mountains and the hills. Straighten the curves and smooth out the rough places. Then the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all people will see it together. The Lord has spoken." And again from Isaiah chapter 9, "For unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end. Upon the throne David and upon his kingdom to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice, henceforth and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this." The prophets of old told about the coming of the Messiah. The people of God look forward to the coming of Messiah. Let's listen to this song of expectation, O Come, Emmanuel, from the Pentatonics.
Majesty on high.
From the Gospel of Luke. In the 6 months of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent an angel, the angel Gabriel, to Nazareth in the village of Galilee to a virgin named Mary. She was engaged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of King David. Gabriel appeared to her and said, "Greetings, favored woman, the Lord is with you." Well, confused and disturbed, Mary tried to think of what an angel could mean. "Don't be afraid, Mary," the angel told her, "for you have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be very great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestors David, and he will reign over Israel forever. His kingdom will never end." Mary asked the angel, but how can this happen? I am a virgin." The angel replied, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the baby to be born will be holy, and he will be called the Son of God. What's more, your relative Elizabeth has become pregnant in her old age. People used to say that she was barren, but now she has conceived a son and is now in her 6 months. For the word of the Lord will never fail." Mary responded, "I am the Lord's servant. May everything you have said about me come true." And then the angel left her. The Gospel of Matthew tells a story from Joseph's perspective. From Matthew chapter 1, verse 18, this is how Jesus the Messiah was born. His mother Mary was engaged to be married to Joseph. But before the marriage took place, while she was still a virgin, she became pregnant through the power of the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her fiancé, was a good man and did not want to disgrace her publicly, so he decided to break the engagement quietly. As he considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream. "Joseph, son of David," the angel said, "do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child within her was conceived by the Holy Spirit, and she will have a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this occurred to fulfill the Lord's message through the prophets. "Look, the virgin will conceive a child. She will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. When Joseph woke up, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded, and he took Mary as his wife. Let's listen to the Pentatonics once again. "Mary, Did You Know?"
You know. Mary, did you know that your baby boy is Lord of all creation? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day rule the nation?
Do you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect lamb?
The Gospel of Luke chapter 2. At that time, the Roman Emperor Augustus decreed that a census should be taken throughout the Roman Empire. This was the first census taken when Quirinius was governor of Syria. All returned to their own ancestral towns to register for the census. And because Joseph was a descendant of King David, he had to go to Bethlehem in Judea, David's ancient home. He traveled there from the village of Nazareth in Galilee. He took with him Mary, his fiancée, who was now obviously pregnant. And while they were there, the time came for her baby to be born. She gave birth to her first son, She wrapped him snugly in strips of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no lodging available for them. That night, there were shepherds staying in the fields nearby, guarding the flocks of sheep. Suddenly, the angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. They were terrified. But the angel reassured them. "Don't be afraid," he said. "I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, he's been born in Bethlehem, the city of David. And you will recognize him by the sign. You will find a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth, lying in a manger." Well, suddenly, the angel was joined with a vast host of others, the armies of heaven, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on peace to those with whom God is pleased." Well, when the angel had returned to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, "Well, let's go to Bethlehem. See this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." Well, they hurried to the village and found Mary and Joseph, and there was a baby lying in a manger. After seeing him, the shepherds told everyone what had happened and what the angel had said to them about this child. All who heard the shepherd's story were astonished. But Mary kept all these things in her heart and thought about them often. The shepherds went back to their flocks, glorifying and praising God for all they had seen and heard. It was just as the angel had told them. We're going to listen to the Susan Boyle sing "Silent Night." Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, Matthew tells us, during the reign of King Herod. About that time, there were some wise men from the east, eastern lands, arrived in Jerusalem asking, "Where is the newborn king of the Jews? We saw his star as it rose, and we have come to worship him." Well, King Herod was deeply disturbed when he heard this, as was everyone in Jerusalem. He called a meeting of the leading priests and teachers of the religious law and asked, "Where is the Messiah supposed to be born?" "Well, in Bethlehem in Judea," they said, "for this is what the prophets wrote. And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, are not among the ruling cities of Judah, for a ruler will come from you, who will be a shepherd for my people Israel." Well, then Herod called for a private meeting with the wise men, and he learned from them the time when the star first appeared. Then he told them, "Go to Bethlehem and search carefully for the child. And when you find him, come back and tell me so that I can go and worship him too." Well, after this interview, the wise men went away, and the star that they had seen in the east guided them to Bethlehem. It went ahead of them and stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were filled with joy. They entered the house and saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshiped him. Then they opened their treasure chests and gave him gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. When it was time to leave, they returned to their own country by another route, for God had warned them in a dream not to return to Herod. We're going to listen to the hymn, "We Three Kings," sung by Dolly Parton in her album, Home for Christmas. Up until now, we've been reading the scripture of how Jesus was born. He was no ordinary human being. He was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary. He was heralded by angels and worshipped by shepherds and kings alike. The Gospel of John interprets the Christmas story for us. He starts off by talking about the Word. And when we get a little further into the passage, we will see that when he's talking about the Word, he is talking about Jesus. Here's what John chapter 1, verse 1 says. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that, through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. And he was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of a human decision, or of a husband's will, but born of God. Well, the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Jesus came into the world in a very humble way. He was born in a stable, in a manger. He was born to very humble parents. He was worshipped by shepherds first and then by wise men. But he came, and his coming always requires a response. When he came to the world, many rejected him. Some received him, and some believed that he was the Son of God. The Bible says, to all who receive him, to all who believe in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born of God. Jesus comes to us today and he says, will you believe in me? Will you receive me? Will you trust me? Not just as the baby in the manger, but the man who grew up to show us what God was like. He showed us God's love. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. Jesus died so that our sins might be paid for, so that you might know the love of God, so that you could enter into a relationship with God. And God invites you into his family to become his child. On this Christmas day, in response to God's love of giving his Son, I would invite you to receive Jesus into your life. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for Christmas. Thank you how God, you came and you became a human, and you showed us what you were like so that we might know you and follow you and connect with you. I ask for every person on this Christmas day that they would take another step closer to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, if good news in the morning has been a factor in your journey of faith, we'd love to hear your story. That would really encourage us if you can contact us by email or by Twitter via the website goodnewsinthemorning.ca. Thanks for listening this morning. This program is on the air by the grace of God and the donations of many faithful people. If you can help financially, we would really appreciate that. You can donate on the website, or you can send a check payable to Good News Christian Ministries and send it to Box 184, Rideau Ferry, Ontario, KOG1WO. Thank you for listening this morning and hearing the great story of Jesus. I pray that as you go about this Christmas day, that you would encounter God for who he is, that you would see that he is loving and gracious, and may he be calling you to himself. I'm going to go out by listening to the song Joy to the World, sung by Faith Hill.
wonders of his love, and wonders of his love, and wonders, wonders of his love.
Good News in the Morning is produced in the studios of News Talk Radio 580 CFRA.